Today's daf is daf Yud, and we're holding in the middle of the sugya of Shimshon. The last thing that we learned was Uchal Shvato Shel Avimelech, that the point of all of this was basically to be able to begin fighting with the Plishtim, who were protected meanwhile from the Li L'Ninil and Erdi that Avram Avinu had promised would honor the treaty with Avimelech. And we're up to the second line. Vayigdal ha-na'ar vayavarcheu Hashem. So continuing the story of Shimshon, after he grew up, God blessed him. What is the blessing that has to do with growing up? He blessed him with his phallus, that amato kivnei adam, v'zar'o kenach ha-shotef. He may have had a human-sized penis, but it was certainly capable of presenting a lot more semen than normal. So since this was his specific keach, that he was meant to be sleeping with all of these women, so he was given the power specifically in that area. Vayikra Shimshon al Hashem vayomer, Hashem Elokim zochrini na v'chaskeni na achapam hazev inakma nekem achat mishtei inayim miplishtim. So this was at the very end when he was begging now for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him to bring down the roof. So he said he wants the schus of one of his eyes to pay for the right to destroy the Plishtim in this fashion. Omar Rav, Amar Shimshon lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam, zechor li yasrim shana. Question over here, the yasrim shtayim. Some take out the shtayim, because the truth is that the total number of years was 22 years, but two of those years he was imprisoned. So some taina that the 2 years that he was imprisoned were also years in which he was being made in Al Yisrael. So his Yisurim and what he was going through was also something that was being done for Klal Yisrael. So zechor li yasrim shana sheshafatati et Yisrael. And during those 20 years, it's not that I ever got anything out of it. You want to take a look at my Rebbe always used to bring this pasuk. Lo amarti l'echad mi'amaver li'makel mi'makom l'makom. I never once asked somebody to carry even my walking stick from one place to another. But mashma, if he had, he wouldn't have had any schus of his 20 years. In other words, you take something out of what you're doing, it becomes now a personal issue. It's no longer something that you have a right to ask schus for. You weren't shoved into Yisrael. You had a good job. So it's a totally different anhaga. It was the same thing with Yosef at Tzadik. It was the fact that he took nothing that made him as powerful as he was. The same thing with Chanina ben Daisa, right? But Chanina b'ni has nothing. If you take something out of what it is that's yours, so you completely change the entire context of what it is that you're doing. You can no longer come and say, look at me, look at you. Your job happens to be making money by being a tzaddik. You know, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. We're glad you could come. Vayelach Shimshon, some of the weird stories of Shimshon. Vayelach Shimshon vayikat shlosh miot shualim. I mean, when Shimshon, and all of this was part of the Hatzagah, right? So he was a madman. He presented himself as being an absolute Meshuggah, so that what it is that he was doing would be viewed as some type of personal vendetta, would not involve the nation as a whole, which is why when they came to collect Shimshon, you know, Shimshon said, okay, give me over to them, you know, I'll take care of myself. But so one of the things that he did to establish this nuttiness was he took now these 300 foxes and he tied their tails together and put a lit torch between the tails and now had them pulling against each other running through the fields of the Plishtim, which you can imagine was a pretty good. He might as well have used incendiary bombs. So he did a heck of a lot of damage. But why fox? Omer Bible Bar Nagdi, Omer Pchia Barav, Omer Shimshon. Yavo Misha Chozela Achorav, a fox, is always slinking sideways. He's backing up from you when you're coming towards him. So take an animal that goes backwards. I mean, you can't, it's like a human being that goes back on his word, because it goes back. So take a look. Yifram Miplishtim Shechazru B'Shvuatam. He was trying to draw attention to the fact that Huchal Shvuato Shel Avimelech, And that way he would be mutter to battle the plishtim. Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon HaChassid, Ben Ketefav Shel Shimshon, Shishim Amaya, Shemar Vayishkav Shimshon Ad Chatzi HaLayla, Vayokom B'Chatzi HaLayla, Vayochaz B'Dlatot Sha'ar Ha'ir, U'B'Shtei HaMizuzot, Vayasiyim Im Abriach, Vayasem HaKtefav. So it means he was capable of lifting and carrying the Sha'arei Azah, the Gemir Dein Dlatot Azah, Pchutot M'Shishim Amah. We have a Kabbalah that Azah's gates were 60 amot. So that means that he could carry that kind of burden. And then after they captured him, Vayitochen bebeta asurim, he became a grinder. What does a grinder mean? Rabbi Yochanan, ein techina lalashon avera. Techina means basically the same thing he was doing before. So they put him to work as a stud. Vechenu omer, titchan la'acher ishti. You see that it's a word used for copulation. Let her grind for another man. So what does this teach us? That it was a tochen. Everybody brought his wife to Shimshon to use him as a sperm bank. Because, I mean, who didn't want to have, you know, big giants? And people would say, it's his. You know? It's this guy's. So Mamela, it was worth it to impregnate him. Look, a guy who's used to drinking wine, bring him wine. If you're talking about a guy that's used to veggies, he's a farmer and he's working all the time in his vegetable garden, bring him a plate of vegetables. So the same thing over here. This is what he was used to doing his whole life. So he became a tochen. That was his brocha milachatchila, shebirachu ba'amato. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan, we see from that pasuk in Iyov that kolam mizaneh, ishto mizanenet alav. This is, of course, relates back to Sotah directly. So a male who is mizaneh basically cannot trust his wife either. She's also being mizana on him. Because this is the way that Iyov points it out. He says, im niftali bi alisha val petach rei aravti. So if I were seduced, my heart was seduced by a woman, and I went to a friend's household, and then the pasuk of titchan ishti, then titcha la'acher lishti, and then it's understandable that my wife will also grind to others, va'alea yichru'un acherim, and others will sleep on her. That's what people always say. He's fooling around with the pumpkins. But he doesn't realize that itate be butine, his wife is fooling around with the squashes. V'yomar Rabbi Yochanan, Shimshon dan et Yisrael k'avihem shebashamayim. Shinemar dan yadin amo k'achad. So we got dan yadin amo k'achad, shiftei Yisrael. As if it says, dan yadin shiftei amo k'achad, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is echad u'miyuchad. We find that Shimshon's name is the Keach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says, Ki Shemesh Umagen Hashem Elokim. So that means that now the Gemara assumes that Shemesh is not a reference to a Hanhagat Hashem, but rather it's an actual shame. Selamiyata lo yimacher. If it's a real shame Hashem, you shouldn't be allowed to erase the word Shimshon either. It doesn't mean al shmo literally. Come on, man. It means me'en shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it's a remez to the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noyeg the yoylam. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu megin al kol olam kulo. Av Shimshon megin bedoro Yisrael. That's right. Ki shemesh umagen Hashem Elokim. So the Shimshon element is part of that's why Beit Shemesh and Beit Zorah means. So the remez over here is that it's a shmira on the world. It's mugging on the world. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan Bil'am chiger baraglo achat hayashem avayelech shefi. So shefi is a lashon of like the sheshof miduchte we find in Chulin, something where the buket atma is pulled out of its location. Somebody who's the dislocated thigh. So he was a chiger, he couldn't walk properly, Bilam. But Shimshon was a chiger b'shtei raglav, haya shedama shififon ale orach. Tana Rabbana Chamisha nivru me'in dugma shel ma'ala v'kulan laku b'hem. There were five people who were created a supernatural power in one element of their body. And each of them ended up being destroyed by that very special piece. So that we have the Shimshon, who was immensely powerful, Bekocho. Shaul b'tzavaro, and it's mentioned in the Pasuk, and b'tzavaro l'mala. Avshalom b'saro, and we're going to darshan all of these. Tzidkio b'einav. Now that, Rashi says, we don't really have a makor for Tzidkio b'einav, or Asa b'raglav. We just have a Kabbalah, that they were unique in that. And Shimshon b'kocho, we know dechtiv v'yasar kocho me'alav. And that was how he was, this whole story was about Koach. But we see that his end came by the failure of his Koach and being captured by the Plishtim. Shaul b'tzavaro, dechtiv v'yikach shaul et acherav v'yipol aleha. Which is mashma that he basically committed hari kari, not the way the Japanese do, but the way the derech is of cherev in Yisrael, which is the neck. Avshalom b'saro, k'rabinu l'meimer, come on, we'll have that whole story a little bit later. Tzidkio b'einav dechtivet enei tzidkio iver. Asab raglav dechirak le'it ziknato chalat raglav. He became sick in his feet. V'yom revin amarav shachazo padigara. It's obviously built on the pedestrian feet. Pedagara is a type of machala in the feet, which affects the nerves of the feet. Omer le mar zutra le breder Reb Nachman echi domi pedagara. What does this thing feel like, this illness? Omer le kimachat bebasar achai. It has this feeling of something digging like you would stick in a pin into living flesh. We know, yeah, how does Reb Nachman know? Some say he was ill with this illness, which is why his son asked him. Others say that he had a Kabbalah, that this is the definition of Padgara. So he knew this Baruch HaKodesh. Why indeed did Asa get ill on the, towards his, the end of his life? Because he used the Talmidei Chachamim for work of the Malchut. Shema v'amelech Asa hishmia et kol Yehuda ein naki. So when Asa wanted to tear down Basha's Migdal, which was there to prevent people from being Yotzei to Yerushalayim, so he called everybody together after he managed to bring in Goyim to start up with Basha, so he wanted to tear it down, the Ramah. So he called everybody out, including those of whom it is usually said, Naki Yeleveto. Who's Naki Yeleveto? Om Revino Marava Filu Chatan Michedro Vekala Michupata, which is supposed to be Naki Yeleveto that year, Shana Achat, ain't Naki. For this job, there's no Naki. I don't care what the Torah gives you for the army, this is Sherut Lumi. There's no army Pturim of the Kol Shekeni means he called, certainly. Now, on the one hand, it says Vayered Shimshon Timnata, and on the other hand, when Tamar was told that Yehuda had left, it says Hinechamich Ole Timnata. Now, do you go up to Timna or do you go down to Timna? And actually, it depends. I'm Reb Elazar. Well, for Shimshon, it was the beginning of the end. So he was going downhill from Timna. That's where he first falls in love with these Plishtim women, right? So Shimshon Shinitgan Neba, in the end Shimshon ended up going downhill. So Ketibe Yerida. But Yehuda Shinit Alaba, in the end, Yehuda had Peretz and the Malchus from the story of going to Timna when Tamar got there. So by him, Ketibe Aliyah, it's viewed as the beginning of going uphill. Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omer, look, it's really not all that problematic. There may be one Timna that's in the valley and another Timna that's in the hills. Maybe it's not the same Timna. So there was Shtei Timnaot HaYu. Choda B'Yerida V'Choda B'Aliyah. Is that so strange? I mean, shall we take the Pasuk out of its Pshuto to define necessarily that the context is a moral context? Can't it be just that it means what it says? I mean, it's undoubtedly not coincidental that at the same time that there was a Yerida. Indeed, it ended up being a Yerida, but we should try to physically define it. Rav Papa says, well, once you're doing that, why does it have to be two different places? Why can't it be a city that is built on the mountains? So that you have on the one side Chadatim na'avoy. If you're coming from the valley, you're going uphill. If you're coming from the top, you're going downhill. So you say, well, I mean, that's not normal to build in the middle of a mountain. I mean, you want to have a flat land, you build on the top of the hill, you build in the valley. There's lots of places like that. It's not that unusual. I mean, never heard of San Francisco. I mean, but there's other places also. So we have like Vardunia and Beibari and Shukin and Naresh. These are places that are built in the middle of a hill. So yeah, you walk up on one side, you walk down on the other side. You get used to it. Vateshev bapetach inayim. And then it says that she, this is a weird thing, she sat on the door or the gateway to the eyes. What's that supposed to mean? Omer b'Alexandria malamit she'alchavi yashvala b'pitcho shel Avram Avinu. Makom shekol inayim tzofot liroto. Look, there's one person who opened the doorway in the world. And that was Avram Avinu, basically. He was poteach, but that is the way the Ben Ish Chai learns. It was poteach chesed, hu patach b'chesed tchila. The truth is, he was poteach the whole Derech Hashem. So anyone who is a searcher, a seeker of truth, is basically the thing that he wants is to be oila on the petach, that doorway, that gateway to truth, that kol einayim tzofot bo. And that's because the Rambam says that that's it. Dr. Richie's off. Right, so it says the Rambam says that basically all of scientific development is all from Avram Avinu, which basically historians of science are made of. You need first abanotheism before you can begin believing that there's a Derech HaEmet. So kol einayim, all eyes that look for any kind of hope in the world, the petach of hope is Avram Avinu. Shkol einayim tzofot liroto. Rav Chanin omer Rav, why can't it just be a place called Einayim? She stood at the gate, Einayim. I mean, I know it's a sort of a weird name, but there is a city named something like Einayim, we find in Tanakh. So it could be Makom Ushishmo Einayim. V'chinu Omer, Tapuach V'Einam. I mean, Einam is like one eye. Maybe there was a double Einam. I don't know. Einayim. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omer, Shenatna Einayim Lidvarei. Einayim means a way of seeing things. So she presented Yehuda with a sense that she was the right kind of prostitute for him. So in other words, because, I mean, he wouldn't want to, what if she was an Ashazish? What if she was a Nida? What, I mean, he wasn't going to stomp take any old prostitute. So what did she, the Kishitava, Marla, you know, maybe you're not even Jewish. I mean, I wouldn't take a non-Jewish prostitute, you know. So Sheman Nochrita, which of course in those days meant maybe she was a... It's interesting, there's a Ben Ish Chai on this too. Maybe she was Mibnot Cham. He learns that's a question. Nochrit means, I mean, they viewed themselves as the continuation of Shem. And she was, of course, the daughter of Shem, actually, right? That's Tamar. So he was Cheshus. Maybe she's not Jewish, so to speak. So they viewed themselves as Semites. So maybe you're not a Semite. That's the way he learned. But others learn means maybe you're Eved Avodah Zarah. I mean, we don't have anything to do with people that are idolaters. So she says, no, I'm a Gioret. So I keep the Sheva Mitzvah Ben Noach. Shemeshet Ishat, are you married? So she says, no, I'm really Pnuyani. Shema, maybe you don't know that you're an Eshet Ish. Maybe when you were young, Kibel B'Chavich Kedushin. Maybe your father had been Mekabah Kedushin for you when you were young. And how do you know you're not an Eshet Ish? Amra la yetomani. So, which has to mean in this context, Rashi learns that it's actually questions about could you, the only woman that might be Asura Alai that I can't identify is my daughter-in-law. So, are you really, could be Asura Alai, my daughter-in-law? So she's stating, no, I was never married. It was only my mother who was Bekadesh me, but she didn't have a right to accept Kedushin. So, okay, but most learn. I mean, that obviously is yes, no, he's not thinking about her in terms of a daughter-in-law. And he's stam asking whether she's a kosher prostitute, so she can't be married. Father could have accepted Kedushin. She can't be non-Jewish, so to speak. She can't be an Ovedes Kochavi. And then so he says, Shema Temeyat, maybe you're in Nida. Amr Le Tohorani. So that was the a naim that she was notenet ledvarea, so she made it clear to him. So she had a little, you know, heksher on the side over there, you know. But not none, neither non eshetish pnuya. The truth is, she was a Yavama. Rashi, I mean, that's the Ramban. Rashi over here says the petach was in terms of the iser, of the erva that he was chayshish for. But according to Ramban, the whole mice is essentially a mice of yibum anyway. So it's an extended yibum. He says before Kabbalah Satera, nothing better before Shavuos than learning this, right? But before Kabbalah Satera, the mitzvah of yibum extended across the board. After Kabbalah Satera, in order to be mamayit in Erva, it was only left open for this one particular thing, in terms of the ach of the niftar. Vayita eshel beber sheva. Once we're talking about already Avram Avinu and the Petach Einayim, and this was basically the Petach Einayim, this is where he began. Omer Reish Lakish, what is an eshel exactly? Omer Reish Lakish melamech asa pardes. So he basically, an eshel means, obviously, it doesn't mean a single tree, which is an eshel, but it means a pardes, a complete pardes. You know, Bechlal, there's a question. When you read a pasuk, you read the pasuk the way it would appear in its actual place. Or do you say Beber Sheva? Or do you read it as if you're just reading that piece, Beber Sheva? How do you say last week's parsha? What parsha was it? Ah, but there's no such word, Mami. It's Bimidbar. But Bimidbar is Somoch, Bimidbar Sinai. But if it wouldn't have said Bimidbar Sinai, it would have said Bamidbar. You see, everybody says Bamidbar. Why? Because you're quoting not the Posek Kitzurata, but rather the Posek now taken out of its context. So you're too, if you're talking about Be'er Sheva, you don't talk about Be'er Sheva, even though that may be the way it would be if it was in the Tanakh, in the Pasuk itself. Anyways, it's not clear, but you see, that's the Minhag. The Minhag certainly is saved by Midbar. So Vayita Eshel Be'er Sheva, or Sheva. Amrei Shlokish Be'lami Shasap Ardeis V'tavu Kol Minei Begadim. Migadim. Repeat it from Nechemia. Chadamer Pardeis V'chadamer Pundak. It means not necessarily a pardes. It may mean, there's the famous Rashi who says, Eshel stands for Achila, so Shtia and Lina. So it was basically bread and board. He opened up a bread and breakfast in Be'er Sheva is what it means. A pundak is an inn. So Bisham Lamanyam are pardes. I mean, that's why he says he planted. I mean, you plant a pardes. I mean, do you really plant a bread and breakfast? Pundak my vayita. Why not? If it's a tent, if it's a bread and breakfast tent, I mean, you know, it makes sense for Avram Avinu to be using a tent. You know, to have authentic, you know, authentic Avram Avinu bed and breakfast, whatever. Yeah. So tents indeed use a lotion of planting because you stick it into it. We find that, like it says in the pasuk, vayita alei padno, you plant a tent. Anyway, Vayikra Shem B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam Amar Reish Lakish. That Vayikra, which would mean that he goes around like a madman standing on a soapbox and calling out, the end is near, or God is near. That's not Vayikra. It's Vayakri. Vayakri means B'lamid, that's the whole point. He made this bed and breakfast in order to bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shikri Avram Avinu L'Shvo. Shlakadosh Baruch Hu, the pekel of Ervishav, everybody that passed by learned about God. Ketsa. Leachashachla Vishatu Amdula Varcho. They got up to bless him for his wonderful bread and breakfast. Amar Lahem Vachimeshili Achaltem. Mishal Elohe Olam Achaltem. Hodu Vishibchu Birchulam Ishamar Vaya Olam. Hodu. You should be moded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Vayakri. He got them to be Korei. Anyway, getting back to the story, this is just explaining why Avram Avinu was the Petach Einayim, but getting back to the story of Tamar, Vayarea Yehuda Vayachshevea Lizona Ki Chista Paneha. This is a rather strange way to identify a prostitute, because she's Tzanua. Vishumda Chista Paneha, I mean, wouldn't she be a little bit the other direction if she was really a Zona? So mishum de chista paneach chishval zonah. Omer Rabbi Elazar shekista paneach beit chamia means that she was so tsanua in Yehuda's house, he didn't recognize her. They didn't know who she was. He had never seen her. So she always walked around covered. So he had no idea that this was Tamar. Yom Rav Shuba Nachmini Omar Rabbi Yonatan, kol kala shehitznua beit chamia, zocha v'yotzi mimena malachim u'nevi'im. A kala that acts that way is zocha to having children who are kings and prophets. Where do we see this? Where do we see Nevi'im? Because it says that Yeshayahu was ben Amoz. It doesn't prove anything yet, but after we identify the Malachim, we will see that it does. Malachim mi David, the Omer of Levi, Dover Zebisorat bi'adenu mi avotenu. Amoz va'amatzia were brothers. So Amatzia was Melech Yudah, so he was a grandson of Tamar, because he came from Peretz, came from David, which means that Amoz, who was Yishayahu's father, was also from Tamar. So therefore you know that you have Nevi'im and Melachim. Can we figure out the rest of the brother's name? Amoz? Amatzia? You know, there are some families that go like that. Can you figure out the third one? Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'dvaro.
Amen.
No, it's got a rhyme. Let's work on it. He is not called one of the Nevi'im. He may have had a Nevi'is, but he's not, you know, not a Navi. We find the Navi always sent to him. One time he had that in mind. Himutz'eit is a rather strange word. I mean, Himutz'eit could mean she was found. If you want to make it clear that we're talking about she was forcibly removed from the house, kicking and screaming on her way to being burned, then you should have said he mitutzeit. But he mutzeit, say he mitutzeit mi boile. Omer Rabbi Elazar, it means found, does mean found. La'achar shenimtzu simaneh, what had happened? Basam el v'richkan. So in order to make sure that Yehuda wouldn't have this opportunity to be meida, so the sultan came along, and he hid the mater and the ptilim, the simanim that he had given her. So Bar Gavriel v'kirvan comes along Gavriel to see to it that they would be available. Einu dechtiv lamnatzeach al yonat elaim. What is that supposed to mean? Alamnatzeach on a bird, a pigeon who can't talk. Most pigeons can't talk. What in the world is David referring to over here? Le David michtam. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is Misha'ash nidrachaku simaneha. She became basically a yonah element. A yonah is either remes to Klal Yisrael, or a yonah is a remes to the bird which is monogamous. It's always loyal. That's why we have the simon of the yonah. For loyalty, peace, acceptance. So she could be viewed here. Here's the Yonah, who became Elaim because she had nothing to say. At least like this, she could send him the Matan and the Petila and the Chotam, and then he would identify it. We'll see, Gemara will ask, why couldn't she just say? We'll see. But it was Rechokim. So Mishashi Nidrachaku Simanea Nasit Ki Yonah Elimit. Le David Michtam Shiatza Mimena David Shehaya Mach V'tam Lakol. David was a Mach. He was humble, and he was honest, straightforward to everybody. Dova acher michtam is a lashon of David, who was makato tama shenolat shumaul. What normally would be a makah, which is the mila, was tam, because this is the way he was born. So it means he was born mohul. Dova acher michtam, that his whole life was a story of tamimut. Kishem shepikat nuto. Just like we find that he would learn from Mephibosheth as when he was younger. Kach bigdulato, when he became a great man, he would continue to honor people from where, like we find, we learn out from Achitophel, that he called him Alufim, Yudayim, and we only learn one thing from him. So we learn out the concept of kavod to a person who teaches you something from David. This is a king, and nonetheless, He was manmich himself to someone that he learned from. V'yi, so then she now is mutzeit. We continue with the pasuk. She's mutzeit. V'yi shalchal chambi alemor le'ish asher lo elo lo anochi hara. So the guy who got me pregnant is the guy that gave me these things. Why doesn't she just say? I don't say, but it's the guy who got me pregnant. It's the guy who owns these things. Let her say openly, look, this is a heck of a chutzpah taking me out when you're the one who made me pregnant. So you see from here, Omer of Zutra Bar Tuvi Omer Rav, Varmil Omer of Chana Bar Bizna, Omer of Yishim Chasida, Varmil Omer of Yochan of Yishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Noach lo l'adam she'apilatz v'latoch kifshan ha'esh, v'ayalbin p'nei chaveiro b'rabim. Minolan mitamar. You see from here that it is better to be burned alive than to say something which will publicly embarrass your victim. So if you're a victim, it's better to be burned alive. Tosfos says, also this is halacha l'maisa. This is halacha l'maisa. You're mechuyev to give up your life, not to embarrass somebody. Amazing. She even asks, why isn't it listed with the three averas that you're supposed to? So here Tosfos says, it's not listed with Gilei Arayah, Shvichas Domim, Avodah Zarah, because it's not Beferish in the Torah. It's only learned out from a diak. But others say it's included under Shvichas Domim, basically. Elsewhere, the Gemara compares the Malbin Panei Chavera to Ritzicha, because it turns white as if you removed his blood. So it's Merumas in Shvichut Domim. No, here she would have to be doing the act. It's very interesting. There's even Shaila's halacha l'maisa that actually Shlomo Zalman paskened recently, Shaila's, of whether you can sue somebody if the suit is going to be gorim in bizyonos. If you're going to be causing bizayon for an individual by suing him. So it gets in the papers and it's a terrible bizayon and so on. I mean, so someone sent in a shayla, maybe because of if it's noach lo that you should die. I mean, zekoshken, it should be noach that you should lose your money. Obviously, paskin, that's part of the nature of din. If the guy doesn't want to pay, so then that's your mazman to court, and then whatever comes out of it comes out of it. Over here, you would be saying directly to him something like this. Okay, but it has a lot of very serious implications. Again, it's one of those halachas nobody cares about. I mean, it's like, you know, like all the things that are more chomer than Gilei Arayah, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zarah, those are never important. It's only the actual Gilei Arayah that's important. Some brochak of Israel of Avodah Zarah, some kvira of maybe Chas V'Shalom believing that in evolution, or who knows? I mean, maybe walking around with a sheitel, you know, I mean, that, those kind of horrible sins. That already I understand you have to kill for, not only die for, but I mean, but, you know, to be malbin punim, no, maybe. Again, it would be nice to be living in a Jewish valued world, but working. Yes, sorry. Haker na, please. Okay, and that's just, first we'll take a look at the haker. Because we're talking about mida keneged mida. This is great. Om Rav Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. Didn't he use that word? Oh boy, did he use that word. Ba'aker biser. He used the word haker to tell his father haker. Ba'aker bisru. And that's the word that he got back between his teeth. Ba'aker biser. Haker na. Haktonet bin chayi. So he presents now the ktonet of Yosef and asks, so you recognize this? So that's what she says to him. So you recognize this? you must have really felt that one. Barakir Bisru. Yeah, it's all part of the same story. And what's the no? No ain't no elashon bakasha. Amra le, look, you may want to deny it. Bivakasha mimcha. Hakir pnei borachav al talim einecha mimeni. Don't cause me to die. Vayaker Yehuda vayomet tzadka mimeni. Haino damar Rav Chanan babiz damar Rav Shimon chasida Yosef shekidei shem shamayim beseter zacha v'osif lo ot echad mishmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dichtiv edut bi Yehosef. So we see the Yud Kei Vav, Ramosif, the Yud, the He to Yosef, so you should have three of the letters of the Shem. But Yehuda was Kidei Shem Shamayim Befarhes, you publicly acknowledged. So he showed the truth, Uberalis. Zachav Nikra Kulav Al Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has all of the Yosef of the Shem, Yud Kei Vav Kei in the Shem Yehuda. Kivan Shoda Vamar Tzatka Mimeni, Yatzta Batko V'Amra Batko came out and said, Atai Tzatash Tamar Ushnei V'Neha Minaur. You saved Tamar and the two children from the flames. Chayecha Sh'ani Matzil B'Zchutcha Shlosha M'Banecha Minaur. U'Maniu Chananya Mishova Azaria. Three of your children will be saved from the flames as well. Tzatka Mimeni. Minayada. How did he know that he was the one who made her pregnant? I mean, she's already sitting around on the corners. I mean, any number of people could have made her pregnant. So what should say, Tzatka Mimeni? Like, I mean, the most he could say is that, well, maybe she's not that terrible, but I mean, Tzatka Mimeni. Tzatka Mimeni, how did he know? Yatzta batko v'yamra mimeni yatzu kivushim. It was from me, said the Baskal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who said, I needed to have milachim. That was a gzera. And it has to be from Yehuda. V'lo yasaf od l'data. What's the meaning? Does that mean he never slept with her again? Or does it mean he never stopped from that point on relating to her? Omar Shmuel Saba, Chamua de Rav Shmuel Barami, Mishmei de Rav Shmuel Barami, Kiven Shiyada Shuvlo Pasak Mimena. What it means is, having once been Miyabimer, so to speak, so now he retained that relationship. Because it says v'lo yasaf od ledata uchtiva atam by Kabbalat Torah, of course, kol gadol v'lo yasaf. So v'lo yasaf means the baskal is yotzei mi-Sinai forever. Avshalom nitga'e b'sa'aro. We said we would talk about that later. Could be in l'memer l'kaman. Here we are, kaman. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Avshalom b'sa'aro marat. He used his hair for merida. Shenema, ucha Avshalom lo haya ish yafe. There was nobody as beautiful. Becho Yisrael, woo lahalel maod. And ubegalcho et roshov ayami ketz yamim la yamim ashigalea vekikaved alav vegilcho v'shakal et zar roshom matayim shkalim beven hamelach. So this guy was able to grow in 1 year hair, which according to many rishonim, he was only made. Didn't do a complete giluach. You know, he only shaved the extra. I mean, so, but the extra weighed 200 pounds. So he was pretty. Yeah, we had just had this in Masechet Dozer, obviously. I mean, it's a continuation, it seems. So it was Matayim Shkalim. And that Evan HaMelech, that is the weight used today. It's the Evan Chanche Tveri of Anche Tzipori Shoklimba. I mean, this is serious weight of hair. Lefichach Nitla Besaron. Because of that, he ended up being hung by his hair. Shenemar, because that was the statement, no, it doesn't say Beferish, his hair over there. But this is Vayakare Avshalom Lifnei Avdei David, Vavshalom Rocheva ala Peret, Vayavo a Peret Tachat Sovech Ha'ela Agdola. Sovech obviously doesn't mean a Shovach, it means Sovach, the Svicha. Branches that were very thick. Right? So, thick branches of the Ela. Vayechazak rosho vayela, vayutan ben hashamayim ben haaretz, vaperet asher tachtav avar. So he obviously was caught by his hair, though it doesn't say bisaro, it says rosho, but we understand a sovach would have caught his hair. And there he was left hanging. Not a very pleasant position to be in. And so he figured, okay, he'll take out his sword and he'll have to do the horrible thing of snipping off his hair to get out of there fast before Avdei David get to him. So what did he do? So he takes out his sword, and he wants to cut his hair. Shakal Safsira. Boy Lamim Seke. At that moment, Tonadavir Rabbi Shmuel, Botasha Nifka Sha'ol Mitachtav. He noticed hell burning under him. That's not what you want to go. Figured he better not cut off his hair. And of course he was killed. And we move on to David's reaction to his murder. Vayegaz ha-melech vayal al-aliyat ha-shahar vayef. V'ko amar b'lechto. B'ni Avshalom, b'ni Avshalom. Mi yitin muti ani tachtecha Avshalom, b'ni. והמלך לאט את פניו, והיזק המלך כל גדול, בני אבשלום, אבשלום בני. Adds up to 8 times that it refers to בני. הנתמניה בני למה? Why did he say it 8 times? שיבה דאסקי משיבה מדורי גיהנום. We know there are 7 paradise lost. Dante's, everybody's got the 7 Maduras Gehenna. So there are 7 levels of Gehenna. Okay. So we first got to get him out of there. The Idach, what was the 8th one? That's a machlokas. Ikidi Amre, the Koriv Reishe Lagabe Gufe. So because his head had been cut off, he wanted him to be Sholem in his death. So his head was mitkarev to his body. The Ikidi Amre Daiti Lahamade Ati. And others say that he brought him into Olam Haba with the 8th one. V'Avshalom lakach v'yatsev lo b'chayav matzevet. What do you mean lakach? What is lakach? Omer Reish Lakish, the same as v'yikach korach. Took, what did you take? When somebody takes a bad deal for himself, we say v'yikach in Hebrew. So as soon as you hear those words, you know he's off to a bad start. There's a bad deal. So Amr Shalok Shalokach Mekach Ralatzmo. Means he took a bad deal. There was a gezerah that there was supposed to be somebody from his family, obviously, that there would be, that would go wrong. Ra mitoch beitecha. Nobody forced him. This is what we're trying to bring the meaning of the Imbechira here, Beremez. Somebody forced him to be the one to take the burden of that Mekach Ra. He took it on his own. Et matzevet asher be'emek ha-melech. So what's it referring to? The emek ha-melech. What does that have to do with the vayikach? The Pasha is referring to Yad Avshalom. Amar Reb Chanina bar Papa. It means the emek ha-melech. The emek, the etza amuka of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech ha-melech ha-olam. Be'etza amuka shel malko shel olam. There had been a standing gezeira on David from the time of Bathsheba. But there was no gezeira within the bayit of who that should be. Comes along Avshalom like a fool. Vayikach to himself a mekach ra. Kayotzei b'davar, we find the same lashon that is used by the story of Yosef and his brother. Vayishalacheu me'emek Hebron. Omri b'chanina bar papa, what's the Hebron? Be'etza amuka shalotot tzadik shekavur b'chevron. This was the emek of the brit that had been made with Avram Avinu. Tehtiv yadoa tedaki geri yezaracha. And this was the way in which Klal Yisrael ended up going down to Mitzrayim. Did anybody say it had to be so rotten? No. But this is the way you caused it to be. It's pretty bad. Now, it says that he had no children. Ki ein lo ben, ki amar ein mi ben. He wanted to have a yad, the yad of Shalom, because he says, I don't have any sons. What do you mean he doesn't have any sons? We know that he has sons. It's a fresh apostle. Lo havele boni. Vakti vayivaldu lo avshalom shlosha banim ubat achat. He had 3 sons and 1 daughter. So what are you saying that he had no sons? Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Avadimi shlo hayalo ben hagun lo malchut. It means that he wanted to be remembered in the Emek HaMelech so that he would be buried together with the Melachim, so that every time people drive to the Kotel, they should point to Yad Avshalom. So because of that, he wanted to, like this, they would remember his son. It's about, all right, so he'll have a Matzevet. And that son, even though he had sons, but they weren't on the Madrega that they could have been Melachim. Rav Chisda Amar, look, Gemiri kala sorev tvato shechaviro emin eno miniach ben liyosho. We have a Kabbalah. Somebody who goes and burns a field. So mida keneged mida, he burns tvua, he doesn't allow for a son to be yorishim. The iu kalye lidiyoav, we know that he actually sent his workers to burn down Yoav's field. Now we'll get his attention. Oh, he got his attention, all right. So, but because he was kaya dechtiv, vayomer alavadab, ru'u chelkat Yoav ayadi, v'lo sham se'orim, l'chu v'yitzitu be'esh, v'yitzitu avdei Avshalom et ha'chalka be'esh. Because of that, even though he had children, He wasn't zocher that they should be Yorishim, and Mamela he needed to have Yad Avshalom. Vayigdal hanar vayevarchel Hashem. B'ma beracho amravino amarav shepircho ba'amato. Amato kivnei Adam, which of course nowadays with all these pills and patches is not much of a good thing. V'zaro k'nachal shatev. Vayikra shibshon el Hashem vayomer Hashem elokim zochreni na v'chaskini na achapam. Hazeh v'inakba nekem achat mishtei naimi plishtim amarav amrashim shel evnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam. Zechor li esrim shana sheshafatati et Yisrael. ולא אמרתי לאחד מהם, העבר לי מקל ממקום למקום. וילך שמשון וילקט 300 שואלים. מה יש לשואלים? אומר רבי אייבו בר נגדי, אומר רבי ברב, אומר שמשון, יבוא מי שחוזר לאחוריו ויפרע מפלישתים שחזרו בשבועתם. תניא, אומר רבי שמעון חסיד, אומר רבי שמעון החסיד, בין כתפיו של שמשון 60 אמה היה. שמה וישקף שמשון את חצי הלילה, ויוקום בחצי הלילה, ויוחז בדלתות שער העיר, ובשתי המזוזות, ויסיימי מהבריח, ויוסם על כתפיו, וגמיר ידין דלתות אז הפחותות בשישים אמה. ויתוכן בבית האסורים, אומר רבי יוחנן, אין תחינה ללשון עבירה, וכן הוא אומר, תתחן לאחר אשתי, מלם שכל אחד ויחד הביא לו את אשתו לבית האסורים, כדי שתתעבר ממנו. אומר רב פאפה, היינו דם לי אינשי, כמי דשתי חמר חמר, כמי רפוקה גרידה דובלה. ואומר רבי יוחנן, כל המזנה אשתו מזנת תחתיו, מזננת תחתיו, עליו. שנאמר, אם נפתה ליבי על אישה ועל פתח ראי ערבתי, תתחן מאחר אשתי ועליה יכרעו נחרים. היינו דם לי אינשי, איו בקרי ואיתתי בבוציני. ואומר רבי יוחנן, שמשון דן את ישראל כאבים שבשמיים. שנאמר, דן ידין עמור כאחד. ויום רבי יוחנן שמשון השמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא נקרא, שנאמר כי שמש הוא מגן השם אלוקים, אלא מעתה לא יימחה, אלא מעין שמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, מה הקדוש ברוך הוא מגין על כל עולם כלב שמשון מגין בדורו ישראל. ויאמר רבי יוחנן בלעם חיגר ברגלו אחת היה, שנאמר וילך שפי, שמשון חיגר בשתי רגליו היה, שנאמר שפיפון עלי אורך. תנו רבנו חמישה נבראו מעין דוגמה שמעלה וכולם לקו בהן. שמשון בכוחו, שאול בצווארו, אבשלום בשערו, צדקיו בעיניו ועשה ברגליו, שמשון בכוחו דכתיב ויסר כוחו מעליו, שאול בצווארו דכתיב כך שלט אחר ויפול עליה, אבשלום בשערו כרבי למיר מלכמן, in detail, צדקיו בעיניו דכתיב עיני צדקיו עיוור, עשה ברגליו רק לצקנתו חלת רגליו, ויום רבי אמריו שהחזתו פתגרה, אמר להם, ארזות רבי רב נחמן, רב נחמן, היכי דומי פתגרה. אמר להם, כמחת בבוסר החי מינו ידע, איגרי אמרי מחשב וחייש בי, איגרי אמרי מרם בי, שם עלי ויגדם רצון השם לרעיו, ובריתו להודיעם. תור השרובה מפני מה נענש עשה, בדי שעשה אנגריה בתלמידי חכמים, שנאמר, והמלך עשה ישמיע את כל יהודה, אין נקי. מה אין נקי? אמר רבי אמרה, ואפילו חתן מחדרו, וחלה מחופתה, שכתוב נקי יהיה לביתו, כתיב, וירד שמשון תמנת, וכתיב עיניך מיך, עולה תמנת. אומר רב אלעזר, well, we have to say, שמשון שנתגנע בכתיב הירידה, יודע שנתעלה בכתיב העלייה. רב שמו בר נחמני אומר שתי תמנות היו, חודה בירידה וחודה בעלייה, רב פופו אומר חודה תמנה בוי, דעתי מהגיס ירידה, דעתי מהגיס העלייה, כגון ודוניה, בברי, שוגרן ארש. ותשב בפתח עיניים, אומר, באלכסנדריה מלמד, שהלכה וישבה לה בפתחו של אברהם אבינו, מקום שכל עיניים צופות לראותו. רב חנינא אומר, המקום הוא ששמו עיניים, בחירות תפוח ועינם. רב שמואל בן ארמיני אומר, שנתנה עיניים לדבריה, כשטבע, אמר לה, שמה נוכרית את? אמרה לה, גיורת אני. שמה אשת איש את? אמרה לה, פנויה אני. שמה קיבל בחביך קידוש שניון לבנו? אמר לה, יתומה אני. שם התמיעת, אמרי תאורני. והיית אשל בבר שבע, אמרי שלו שבלם שעשה פרדס, ונטל בו כל מיני בגדים. רבי 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 נחם יחד, אמר פרדס, וכן אמר פונדק. זה שמי מנדר אמר פרדס, אני אמר והיית. למען אמר פונדק, ועוד והיית. כי רכתי והיית עולה הפדנו. ויקרא שם בשם השם כלו, למה משלטק ויקרא לו ויקרי. מלמד שיקרי אברהם אבינו לשמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא בפקל עובר ושב. כיצד ליאך שוקלו ושתו עמדו לברכו, אמר להם, בת לכי, משלי אכלתם, משלו היה העולם אכלתם, הודו ושיבחו וברכו למי שאמר והיה העולם, וירא על יהודה ויחשבה לזונה, כי חיסתה פניהם, ושמתי חיסתה פניהם, חישבה לזונה, אומר רב אלעזר, חיסתה פניהם בבית חמיה, דון משובר נחמני אומר רבי יונתן, כל קלה שיצנה בבית חמיה, זרחה ויוצאים ממנה מלאכים לנביאים, מנהלן, מתמר, נביאים דכתיב חזון ישעיהו בן אמוץ, מלאכים מדוד, ואומר רב לוי, דבר זה מסורת בידינו מאבותינו אמוץ ומציה, אחי מאב. היא מוצאת, היא מתוצאת מבוא אליה, אומר רב אלעזר, לא, לא, means was found, לאחר שנמצאו סימניה, בסמל ורחקן בגבריאל וקרבן, אני לגבי למנצח היונת אילם, רחוקים, ודוד מכתם, weird. אמר רבי יוחנן, it means, משעה שנתרחקו סימניה, נעשית כי יונה אילמת, לדוד מכתם, יצא ממנה דוד שהיה מח ותם לכל. דבר אחר מכתם שהייתה מכתו תמה, שנולד כשהוא מהול. דבר אחר מכתם, כשם שבקטנותו הקטין עצמו אצל מי שגדול ממנו ללמוד תורה. כך בגדולתו. והיא שלחה על חמיה, לאמור לאיש אשר אלה לא אנוכי הרב, אתם עלי מימה. אומר רב זודר ברטובי אמר רב, ואמר לה אמרו חנם ברביזני, אמר פשימה חסידה. ואמר לה אמר רב יוחנן, משום רב שימה ראי יוחאי, נוח לו לאדם שיפיל עצמו לתוך כבשן האיש, ועל ילבין בני חברו ברבים, מנהלן מתמר. הקר נע, אמר רב חנם ברבי חנינה, בהקר ביסר לאביב, בהקר ביסרו. בהקר ביסר, הקר נע קטונת בן חי, בהקר ביסרו, הקר נע למי. נא אינו ללשון בקשה מבקשה ממך, הקר פני בורעך ואל תעלים עיניך ממני. ויקר יהודה ויאמר צדקה ממני. היינו דאמר וחנה ברביזה אומר בשם חסידה, יוסף שקידי שם שמיים בסתר, זכה והוסיפו לו עוד אחד משמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. תכתיב עדות ביוסף שמה. יהודה שקידי שם שמיים בפרהסיה, זכה ונקרא כולו על שמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. כיוון שעודה ואמרה צדקה ממני, יצת בת קרוב ואמרה אתה, יצלת את אמר שלהם בנה מן האור, חייך שאני מציל בזכותך שלושה מבניך מן האור. מניהו חנני משאוב עזיה, צדקה ממני, מנה ידע, יצת בת קרוב ואמרה ממני יצאו כבושים, ולא יסף עוד לדעתו משמו סבא חמוה, תושבו ברעמי, בשמד רב שמו ברעמי, כיוון שידעה שוב לא פסק ממנו, כתיבך ולא יסף עוד לדעתה, וכתיבתם כה גדול ולא יוסף. אבשלום נתגאה בשערותנו רבונו. אבשלום בשערו מרד שלמוך, אבשלום לא היה איש יפה, ובגרחו את ראשו מקץ ימים לימים, אשר יגלח, יכבד עליו, ולגרחו ושקל את שער ראשו 200 שקלים באבן המלך. תנא אבן שאנשי טבריה ואנשי ציפור שוקלים בו. לפיכך נתלה בשערו שלמה, ויקרא אבשלום לפני עבדי דוד, ואבשלום רוכב על הפרד, ויבוא הפרד תחת סובך האלה הגדולה, וייחז ראשו בעלה, ויותן בין שמיים ובין השמיים ובין הארץ, והפרד אשר תחתיו עבר. שקל ספסירו בעולם יפסקה. תנא ורבי שמעון באותו שעה נפקע שאול מתחתיו. וירגז המלך ויעלה לעליית השער, ויף, וכה אמר בלכתו. בני אבשלום, בני, בני אבשלום, מי יתן מותי אני תחתך אבשלום, בני, בני. והמלך לאט את פניו ויזעק המלך קול גדול. בני אבשלום, אבשלום, בני, בני, אני תמניה בני למה. שיבה דאז כמי שיבה מדורי גיהנום, ואידך יקדם את הכל פרש לגבי גופי, יקדם את דעתי ליום הדעתי. ואבשלום לקח, והיה עצב לו בחייו. מה לקח? אומר שלוק שלוקח מקח רע לעצמו. את מצבת אשר בעמק המלך, אומר בחנינו ברפופה, מינס ביצה מוכה של מרקו של עולם. תכתיב, אני מקים עליך רעה מביתך, וכיוצא בדבר התאמר וישחיהו מעמק חברון, אומר בחנינו ברפופה, ביצה עמוקה של אותו צדיק שקבור בחברון. תכתיב, ידוע תדע, כי גר יהיה זרעך. כי אמר, אין לי בן, בוא נמין, אין לי בן, אבי לי בוני. הכתיב, היוודו לאבשלום שלושה בנים ובת אחת. אומר רבי יזר בר אבדימי, שלא היה לו בן עגון למלכות. רב חיסטה אמר, גמירי כל השורף תפתו של חברו, אינו מניח בן ליורשו, ואי הוא קל ילידי יואב, דכתיב, ויאמר על עבדיו, ראו חלקת יואב על ידי ולא שם שעורים, לכו והציתו באש, והציתו עבדי אבשלום את החלקה באש.